Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello and welcome back to 20 whatever. And we today are talking about one of our favorite things, Disney Channel. What's new?
I think I could have an entire podcast just about Disney
Channel.
Just
about Disney Channel.
Which is like maybe, what, a quarter of what we do at 20 whatever?
I would say.
Yeah.
I would unfortunately say so. That should be in our description, our bios.
We apologize for the level of Disney Channel.
Yeah.
But after we filmed some of our episodes yesterday, we had a sleepover last night. Really fun sleepover. Had lots of girl time. And we watched a cinematic masterpiece, Jump In.
It was just as good as I remembered it.
Kiki.
Yeah, they don't always hold up.
Kiki, yes. She's a queen. She's a star. She was always a star.
And we were just saying what great chemistry her and Corbin Bleu had. Like, between the two of them, they really like shined and you could just tell.
Yeah.
Acting.
She carried that movie.
Yeah.
I agree.
Corbin Bleu was good, but I think she's the reason that, unlike a lot of the times that I revisit beloved movies from my childhood and I'm like, oh,
that actually was like not good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think also at the time he was like very freshly in High School Musical and stuff. So he was already like that guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and somebody.
He was already somebody. So they were like, jump in, you can be the lead. And he was like, period.
And then jump in. No, wait. How does
push it? Push it to the limit.
Oh, what a ball. So good. I think my favorite part, though, and the thing we kept making fun of the most was like the neighborhood bully, like the whole like bully trope. Yeah, Rodney cracked.
My favorite part was that as if it wasn't clear enough, the way, you know, every Disney Channel show or movie would frame the bully, right? His introduction is
pushing
him being like,
the kids, yeah.
What are you going to do, loser? Yeah. Then the narrator voice comes in and it's like, Rodney, he was the neighborhood bully.
And you're like, I gathered that from the bullying.
I really like the VO. It was really,
yeah.
And it was only for also, Rod.
Well, whose voice was it?
No, remember in the end, the narrator all along was Rodney himself.
Rodney
himself.
Yes.
Right, telling us about his story as a bully.
Yes.
Don't bully kids is what that was giving.
So who'd have thought like the whole story was like about Rodney, like following.
Low key.
Like, actually like following his story.
And Rodney, the neighborhood bully.
It was me.
All along.
And that is why it was so important that at the end, he was at the jump rope thing, like clapping and cheering on. Because he had to still be.
He had his character arc. Yep.
Yes.
But, you know, I think it held up. Double dutching is just as hard as it looks in the movie.
Yeah, you were saying you know how to double dutch.
I haven't done it in a long time, so I would not go out and say that I am a double dutcher. But I did learn how to do it. And I think I could get back into it if I had some refreshers.
Yeah,
It's hard.
Well, if you wanted to be a part of the Hot Chili Steppers, you wouldn't need to have that much Dutch experience anyways because half the routine was dancing.
That's true.
We were like, why is the rope so much on the ground part of the finale?
Right. They were like doing the, you know, like in the work, like in the gym, and they have like the things that you do. That's what they were doing, but like nobody jumping over the rope. They were just like, for vibes. to the music, to the beat, and like not using the jump ropes at all.
Would you say they were jumping to the rhythm and dancing to the, music? Isn't that
That's the line.
Jump to the rhythm and dance to the music.
That's what I was jumping in before. I was
like, yes, 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 yes. And I would say that.
Yeah. And you know what other song was? The whole soundtrack in that movie, excellent.
Hits.
Keke Palmer's song that they do before Push It to the Limit when they're at the...
It's My Turn Now. Or like My Turn Out or something like that. Yes. So good. Yes. They go, what?
What a beat. Great beat.
Yes.
Great songs. Yeah.
Yeah. Great soundtrack. It held up. So, and also it took place in New York, which... is weird because I definitely don't think it looked very New York-ish until like the pans of the city. And I'm like, these are stock photos.
Of course it was set in New York because there was Corbin Blue in an alleyway doing somersaults and slow motion splits.
Right.
So that's, isn't that New York?
Yeah.
That's what you see every day.
In the alley. Didn't you see the rat passing by? Obviously this is authentic.
Yeah, right.
Before we jump into this trivia, should we let the group chat push it to the limit?
Oh. I think we should.
Not you two.
Dude, she said it and I was like, I'm sorry. Yeah. I had to.
I didn't even notice it.
I know.
So our message is from viewer Kaylin. They say, hey, 20 whatever. I'm usually a listener as I love to end my workday by listening to y'all on the drive home. But tonight, I took the time to sit down and watch. And I have forgotten how much I love your set.
Thank you.
This set was really fun to like put together. And there's just so many little like touches and little things. If you look up on these shelves, like everything was intentional. And like Jess was really the driver of that. Like she did such an amazing job.
She painted this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
round of applause for
Jess. Applause for Jess. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I would especially like to thank our heart portrait locket style photo of Ryan and Kenny Ortega.
And if you haven't seen it, if you're usually an audio listener, now take your time to go to YouTube so you can see me and my beautiful man. Thank you.
Good luck.
And while you're there at YouTube, let's take a moment to hit that little subscribe button. Help us reach our goal of 100,000. Hearing you laugh,
dude, because
it makes me nervous.
Bro, I just wait for you to say it, but you always take like such a long pause. I'm like, I forgot again.
But then she gets it.
I know, but then she gets it. Maybe I just need to give her more time.
Yeah. Okay, it's because I can hear and I'm like, oh no, I'm going to mess it up.
No, you got it. I'm sorry.
Do it.
Do it. Kaylin continues. It made me wonder, are your podcast colors in your color palettes? You all are slaying your colors regardless, but I have to know. Love you all. Thanks for being a bright spot in my week.
Aww. Thanks, Kaylin.
Thank you, Kaylin. So much.
Well, are you a summer?
I'm a summer. So the podcast colors are not my colors. I'm cool tones.
Oh.
And actually, you guys also.
We're both winters.
We're both winters, mm-hmm. which are cool tones.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the answer is no.
Except Jess is an autumn.
So this goes Jess.
Yeah.
That's true. I actually, after we did that video, I think I was talking to Kenzie about it. I want to go in since all of the hard part is done. And paint each of them just a slightly different orange, pink, and red to match your cool tones a little. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. TBD, but.
No, I like. I don't think it needs to match our color palettes. I think that's okay.
I think it's cute, but I didn't even think about that. And now that you pointed out, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, because
these are warm.
You guys are both winters. I'm a summer. So we're like we're both cool tones. We're the same side, but yours are more saturated and mine are more like light, more pastel,
like muted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you guys are like your shirt is a perfect example of like a winter blue. Whereas this is in my color palette.
Okay.
It's like a softer, almost like blue undertone pink. Whereas this is on the wall, like a warm pink.
Right. Mm-hmm. So short answer, no.
No.
But
we're dressed in our color palettes and slaying.
Yeah.
See.
When we did the color analysis video, did that change the way that you guys like dress or shop for clothes?
It didn't change the way I dress, but every time I go to pick something out, I remember. I'm like, oh, is this a color palette? I mean, if I buy it, I buy it. But I'm always thinking about it. Like I'll see it and I'll be like, oh, yeah. Or if you wear something, I'm like, oh, that looks really good. And then we take a moment to be like, I think this is in my color palette.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why it looks so good.
Yeah. If it's already in my wardrobe, I haven't like really thought about it that much. But now as I'm shopping, I will specifically look for those colors that I like really like. Like I've just recently discovered red on me and everyone's like, you look so great in red. And I'm like, I don't know why I don't wear red. So now I'm like, let me take a look and actually keep eye out for that rather than just pink. So
right.
Yeah.
Opening the space and looking at like blues and greens too. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I think it just made shopping faster.
Yes.
Where it's like less overwhelming, because if I'm looking for something for a specific event now or thing that I need to replace, it's like I don't have to look at 20 pairs of jeans. I'm going to the jeans that fall in the blues and the undertone, and I know they're gonna like make my ass look great, and they're also going to like make my skin glow.
Right.
I think it's the same thing. I have eliminated some level of choice, although I still have bought a couple things that aren't in my palette because I just love them for so many other reasons. But I definitely very much like shop in my color palette. And also like if I'm having an off day or if I'm going somewhere where I just like really want to be putting my best foot forward, I will purposely choose something to wear in my color palette just because I'm like, this is just going to give me a little extra.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. That's a good tip. Even if you're like, I need a little extra oomph, that means you, girl, are like, wear your palette.
Yeah.
Because that will help. I like that a lot. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Writing that down.
And it also, like, now I feel like I know why things look good on me or why things pop.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, I'll be like, oh my gosh, I love this. I feel so good in this.
Makes sense.
It's in my color palette.
Right.
It's very like an aha moment. We're like, oh, that's why. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The science is there.
I know. Literally.
Shout out to Lou.
I know.
Queen. She was so sweet.
She was so nice.
So smart and sweet.
So knowledgeable. I was going to say so smart.
Yeah. She did our color analysis and she always like responds to like my stories or something when I'm in my color palette. And she's like, what a lovely summer blue.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
She's such a darling.
Okay. Are you guys ready for your DCOM trivia? The moment you've been literally training for all morning?
Yes.
I've been training for this my whole life.
Yeah. Now, here's what I'm worried about. I know that I know the classics, right? Like the big ones. How much do I remember of like the more niche ones?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, do I remember anything about like Hatching Pete, Read It or Weep, Johnny Capahala Back on Board, like Buffalo Dreams?
But also, how much of even the ones I know, do I know like the details? Like, if they ask me like somebody's dad's name,
no,
I don't know anyone's dad's name.
Dude, what? I'm like Troy Bolton's
dad. I was just going to say Coach Troy.
Coach Bolton. Like, that's his name. Coach.
First name Coach. Coach.
Last name Bolton. Yeah, exactly.
But I have to believe in myself.
Yes. And then we got this. We can do this.
My brain's going to be like SpongeBob going through the archives. Like, literally. Where is it?
To start us off, what was the very first DCOM? If needed, these are all styled multiple choice. I know you guys wanted to, you know, rough it and free answer, but
why did we sign up to rough it and free answer?
That feels like not a good idea now.
Because,
well, okay, wait, hold on. Sorry for a second. If we do it A, B, C, D, then the audience can actually play with us.
Instead of us
just like pulling it out of our ass and then go, you know what I'm saying?
That's true. Okay. Let's take multiple choice unless we all agree that we don't need it.
Okay, right. If we just know it, we can just be like, okay, let's.
Got it.
Yes.
This one I think I know, but I think hearing the multiple choice will confirm it for me.
I absolutely need options.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You weren't prepared with the cap off
already? I was not prepared, and I'm so sorry.
Sorry, give me ASMR.
What was the very first DCOM? Imagine the Jeopardy music. A, You Lucky Dog. B, Halloween Town. C, Under Wraps. Or D, Brink! Exclamation point.
Oh, I wrote mine so small. I should probably write it bigger.
Oh, I'm dead.
I'm glad I got multiple choice because what I thought it was not on there.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm dead.
Okay, we ready?
Yeah. One, two, three.
C, Under Wraps.
I did D! It was a Halloween movie?
No, we didn't
say,
we don't know. Oh. We're just guessing. We don't know.
I was like, no way, it's Under Wraps. No,
I don't know.
It is Under Wraps.
Yeah!
Oh my gosh, I love that so much. I love that Halloween movie, and I can't believe that that was like the very first one.
I feel like that's the reason why
he like hid the mummy in his room for all of us.
Yeah,
time, right?
The reason why I guessed Under Wraps was because there's so many remakes of it.
Yes.
And I was like, I have heard Under Wraps from like the beginning of time, and I like don't watch that, and I like can't really remember, but like that was one I've known for a long time.
I thought it was the like Haunting at the Multiplex. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
It's about like a haunted movie theater. That's what I was gonna. I don't remember the exact name, but it was something at like the Multiplex.
Yes,
and that's what you were gonna guess.
Megaplex.
Yeah, it's Megaplex.
That one. But I didn't.
What'd you guess? Brink?
Brink. And I just first, I don't even, I think I don't remember that one as much. So I was like, right. that's so old, I can't even remember what it's all with D.
But right.
Brink was an early one.
I don't remember it at all. It was even know what it is.
It was an ice skater who wants to become a hockey player. Or was that a different one? Because then there was Go Figure and then there was Ice Princess. Mm-hmm. We got so many ice skating movies.
I was just about to say, why are there like so many ice skating
I really did like them.
Yeah. All right, Jess.
I'm sorry, Paloma.
It's okay.
Oh, should we keep track of our points?
Oh, right. Do you not have to write anything down?
You are so loud. Right
Come
now.
For her neck, P.
I know. I just am disappointed in myself because if it was a Halloween movie, I should have known. And I just like really didn't think it would be that. The first they came out the gates with a Halloween movie. That's amazing.
That kind of makes sense. They know Halloween like goes hard. So they were like, let's just start it off.
Yes,
strong.
And right. I'm so happy it is. Like, I'm so glad it is, but I'm just upset I didn't know. But, now I know. So ask me.
In the Cheetah Girls, first one. What was the first song they perform in the movie?
I know it.
Mm-hmm. A, Cheetah Sisters. B, Cinderella. C, Girl Power. D, Together We Can.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
D.
Together we can.
Shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna.
And then Aqua falls off the stage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love it. Her foot gets caught in the thing and then... the pinata falls on them.
And isn't it like a kid's birthday party?
Yes. Yeah. They're performing for kids.
They would take any gig is what that was giving.
They wanted to start the movie being like humble beginnings.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Root for them. Mm-hmm.
I also love that we knew that was the answer. So we were like, anyways, yay, points next. Yeah.
What Disney Channel original movie starts with Troy and Gabriella meeting at a New Year's Eve party? If you don't get this, you have to leave.
No multiple choice.
Yeah,
right?
Multiple choice. 1, 2, 3.
High School Musical, number one.
Who says we had to let it go? Even though that's definitely High School Musical 3.
But yeah. Okay. But we were just talking about how the new season of the last season of High School Musical, the musical, the series came out. And you guys haven't watched it yet.
Not yet. My sister says it's so good. She watched all of it in like a day.
Yeah. I'm binging it this weekend.
Nice.
I will report back.
Yes. Steven went out of town a couple weekends ago and I watched the whole thing over two nights because like after I put Grace to bed, I was like, well, now I'm going to watch this. Yeah.
Did you like it?
I loved it. I thought it was really good and it was a really good ending. And I think honestly, it's really impressive that they were able to continue the show so strong with what was clearly meant to be like one of the leads in Olivia Rodrigo and probably the end game couple,
right?
Not being a possibility halfway through the series run,
right.
And it still is a really strong show.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, as much as I love Olivia Rodrigo, the character that she plays in the show, like you don't miss her presence,
right?
It doesn't feel like, oh, okay,
this is just. Like it normally feels. I feel like that when they take out the lead, like the lead person, especially if they left to like do something bigger and better, it's like really obvious that they're not there and they're trying to like make up for it.
Yeah. I think they wrote her out well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did.
And
because the rest of the cast, the ensemble was so strong.
Yeah.
They were like ready to go.
Right.
Pick up the slack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is the name of the celebrity in Stuck in the Suburbs? A, Taryn Killam. B, Jordan Cahill. C, Cooper Anderson. D, Rick Reitz.
I could have gotten this one without the multiple choice. Stuck in the Suburbs is one of my faves. Highly underrated.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
I don't think it's right.
I just guessed.
B, Jordan Cahill.
You were right.
You got Jordan Cahill's cell phone?
Oh my God, I don't remember that.
It just sounded familiar. I didn't recognize any of the names, but
I'm pretty sure Taryn Killam is the name of the actor. Because he's on like SNL and a bunch of stuff.
Yes. Yeah, and it's funny that he plays like the like hot boy pop star in that movie because then he went on to be like, you know, the funny guy in SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know who this is.
You would recognize him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You would.
Okay. I mean, I believe
we'll get it.
What mythical creature is Cody turning into in the 13th year?
No multiple choice?
multiple choice.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I got it. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if this is impressive or embarrassing for me.
Oh, no. I
think it's impressive that you don't need multiple choice. No, I think it's impressive that you don't need multiple choice.
A, werewolf. B, merman. C, leprechaun. D, vampire.
Man, I don't even know this show. I'm like, okay.
Ready?
Yeah. One, two, three.
Merman.
I wrote mermaid.
I wrote C because we're doing multiple choice.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What number was that?
What
is that
correct?
C? C was leprechaun.
Oh, dang.
That's Luck of the Irish.
Yes.
Oh. With he was in a lot of stuff. What was
that was
name?
The same actor, and I think that, right? The guy yes. from with this the mermaid.
I don't know his name.
Is it Frank? It's not Frankie Muniz.
No. I'm sure it'll come up later.
Is yeah. that the guy in Smart House?
Yes.
It's the same kid. Yeah. He's in like everything. And I think, yeah, yes. we did this last yes. time.
Ryan Merriman.
Yes.
Ryan Merriman.
Yes. More yes. like Mermaid Man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I remember that one. He like needed to have like buckets of water thrown on him or something like that. Like I breathe, right? Was that movie?
Ryan Merriman. Yes. But Ryan Merriman wasn't in 13th Year. He was in Luck of the Irish.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know the guy in 13th okay. Year.
I'm okay. just confusing I'm, all these
Yeah, mixing
people.
That as the same yes. guy.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, interchangeable. Correct.
Very much so.
From Disney in the 2000s.
Right. With the spiky hair.
Oh, yeah. And the short sleeve plaid flannels.
Yes.
Over a t-shirt. That,
like, that's like Max Keeble.
Yes.
You guys remember that Max Keeble with big move?
With absolutely. Josh Peck.
Yes.
And wasn't
Cross
Eddie in it?
No.
Too?
Oh.
Yes. Was he the bully?
No, I think he was the friend.
Okay.
Anyway.
Sorry. That was a derailment. Anyway. Sorry.
I'm over here like, what? I had no idea. Which of these movies is about a group of friends who form an inline skating team? A, Rip Girls. B, Miracle in Lane 2. C, Johnny Capahala back on board. D, Brink! Exclamation point.
I don't think I know what inline skating is, and that may be where my problems begin.
Is that like what
but
it
also
has just
skating?
One?
I'm like, Brink, didn't you guys say that was skating or something?
Yes, but ice skating, and I feel like inline is like roller, like one inline.
Yeah, like rollerblading.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So not Brink, because we've established that's ice skating, right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And then.
But we could be wrong.
Yeah, the ice skating movies are all just
I know,
one blur.
Brink. Okay, I really feel like Brink has to be the ice skating movie though, right? Right? I don't think it's the rollerblading one.
All right. I'm very not confident.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
B?
The answer is D. It's Brink.
No!
Think like roller derby. They have Brink's
man. I was like, that's the only thing that's giving skating. I mean, the lane two. Skating. That's what the other
that
thing
lane
that
lane two did also.
Yeah, sound like skating. But so did Rip Girl. So that sounds like a skate girl. Like
that's absolutely a Disney movie. Like
yeah,
that.
No, yes, but is it skate girls?
Potentially, obviously not. I guess not. That's Brink.
Which character is Johnny Tsunami in Johnny Tsunami? A, the main character. B, the main character's dad. C, the main character's grandpa. D, a myth.
Okay, because there's the boy, right?
Right.
Is the main character.
Mm-hmm.
We all remember that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who is Johnny Tsunami him? Is Johnny Tsunami his dad, his grandpa, or a myth, right?
So we're asking, who is Johnny Tsunami?
Because the main boy is not Johnny Tsunami.
Or maybe he is.
Or maybe he
That's
is.
That's the question. Is he...
He's not well maybe.
But I feel like potentially it can be right. If not, it'd be like this is like a
like
trick question.
Too easy,
trick.
Yes. Yes.
So it's, that's why I'm like leading into the myth. Like if you're really asking me who is he really, I'm like, all right, it's giving not real.
But also like I feel like a lot of older Disney movies, they were like somebody's dad like telling a story, and then it was like you're like, you were Johnny Tsunami dad, and
right. like the legend of Johnny Tsunami.
And it's like the dad actually telling his own like life story or something.
Okay, I think I know what I'm going with.
I think I'm just going to have to guess. Like, yeah, I think I'm just going to have to guess because I don't know. I got mine, I think. You got yours?
It's giving,
I got
mine. I not only like to thank God, but Jesus. And the Holy Spirit. I'm like, all of them. It's all of them, isn't it?
Johnny Tsunami is all of us.
Yeah.
The answer on 3, 2, 1.
C, is it the grandpa?
B, is it the dad?
I guess the dad.
It is C, the main character's grandpa.
Nice.
Did you like guess or was that?
That was a guess.
Okay.
I was thinking of like, okay, who's like, because I kind of remember the plot of the movie is like him trying to like become like Johnny Tsunami. Mm-hmm. And so I was stuck between the grandpa or the myth. Like, oh, I was like, oh, my grandpa used to be the Johnny Tsunami and I can carry on the legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or that's what
myth.
I thought, but I thought dad.
Did you go with myth?
I went with dad.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
What DCOM involved a Barcelona music festival?
Oh.
No.
Yeah, we don't
multiple
need.
Choice necessary.
We got it. On three, let's just say it.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
The Cheetah Girls 2.
Period. a masterpiece.
We are educated on the classics.
We are educated on the franchises. Yeah. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Like,
if it was good enough for a sequel.
We know it.
Although, don't say that because Lemonade Mouth didn't get a sequel, and Lemonade Mouth is one of the best. I have to watch
it. I know,
that.
I'm going to have to watch it because I just feel like I don't want to believe
it. And
you.
I
want
to get back to you on that.
Okay, and you know how we were just talking about how Disney Channel and Disney movies specifically never let kids have divorced parents? It's always if one of the parents isn't around, they're dead.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even though, like, realistically, like, half of kids have divorced parents.
Right.
There's a divorced parent storyline.
Okay.
Finally. And it's handled, I think, pretty well, it seems.
Okay. All right.
Good. Yeah.
Well, it's got points for that then.
Good.
Yeah. Like, one of the kids, like, bonds with his stepmom and, like, learns to, like, appreciate her and that their family is, like, different but beautiful.
Aww.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
All right. I might give it a chance.
Adding it to the queue.
Right.
I mean, there is still I think there's still a dead parent, of course.
Well, it's Disney.
Yes, it's Disney.
So,
you really going to have a Disney movie without a dead parent?
Right. You can't.
In Go Figure, what sport does Caitlin learn to play? A, skiing. B, golf. C, soccer. D, ice hockey. All right. Do you all have your answers?
Yes.
I do.
All right. On 3, 2, 1.
D.
You are correct.
Yes. She's the skater who has to be a hockey player.
Yes. The figure skater who has to be a wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wants to be a hockey player.
She has to be a hockey player.
She has to be a hockey player. Okay.
I can't remember why.
Probably because one of her parents wants her to. It's always the tea.
Yeah. I thought it had to do with like a school scholarship thing where it was like,
yes. Oh. It was like she, for some reason, was going to have to be on the hockey team to be able to reach her dreams as a figure skater.
Well, and then she falls in love with like the hot blonde assistant, like volunteer coach or somebody who's like, no, he's like within their age range,
okay.
I believe.
Okay. Okay.
Well.
I just colored on the wall.
You did?
Yeah.
No. Oh. It's coming off.
Well.
Just hit it with one of these.
I know.
Sorry, the old lick and swoosh.
Okay.
There we go. I should give myself my...
You should. I just...
And so place. Should you. And you.
I did.
Well.
What DCOM was the first to have a woman walk on the moon? You're going to need options for this one.
Yeah.
A, Xenon the Zequel. B, Xenon Z3.
Oh, God.
C, Xenon Girl of the 21st Century. Or D, Kim Possible, So the Drama.
Zetus Lapidus,
number one.
Is right. What it's giving.
Yeah,
number
yeah.
One is
of
what
course,
it's giving.
Of course.
So it has to be one of those, right? Like, it's not just Kim Possible. Like, they just named three different Xenon movies and then a Kim Possible movie we tossed in there.
Yeah, or maybe there's like a random Kim Possible episode where she goes
and
stops,
like somebody's
but
on Xenon the moon.
But Xenon the moon. Does go on the moon. I just don't know which movie. I do remember her going on there.
Yeah.
She lands. She's in her suit. I remember seeing her on the moon.
Okay. Did she look older or younger? Maybe we can do that.
It could have been the first one. No, because the first one, she comes down to Earth and then they have to come back and fetch her. She didn't go to the moon on that one.
All right.
I don't know. I'm just going to guess.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
Is it the sequel?
It is. B is Xenon Z3.
Yay!
Oh, good job, Ryan.
Finally.
Good job.
Thank you. I guessed. I fully had no idea. I was like, okay, it's Xenon, but which one? I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Can't believe it took three Xenons for her to get on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. You would think that would be like the plot of the first one.
Right.
Just get on the moon.
What is the name of the AI technology in Smart House?
Oh.
Sorry.
Do we want multiple choice?
I mean, maybe, but I don't think I need it.
I don't think I need it. Should we ball?
Give my brain. Come on, brain. Think of things. I know it. But my brain wants to say Karen, and I know it's not Karen.
I know.
Isn't that the computer from SpongeBob?
Yes. I'm so sorry because I know you both know
it. No, it's okay.
It's okay. I would like to request multiple choice.
That's fair, because also watch me be wrong.
Yeah.
They are all acronyms.
Yes.
Right.
And when I hear it, I think I'll know it.
Yes.
I think you will. A, Tammy. B, Pat. C, Peg. D, Bev.
Oh.
I do know
I was
it.
Wrong. Ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3.
B, Pat.
Pat.
Peg.
Oh. Ryan, you were so close. It is unfortunately B, Pat.
I think I remember too. Doesn't it stand for personalized applied technology?
Mm-hmm.
I believe so.
I think, yeah.
You know what I thought it was before
what?
When I was so confident? I thought it was mom. I wish we would have. I thought
she
the
turns around,
acronym
mom.
Was mom.
Mom. Did you know Pat?
I actually had Pam, not oh, Pat. Close. And I was like, right, Pat.
Close.
But mom is a good guess because that's like the plot of the thing is that she right. tries to like become their mom. And again, their mom is dead.
Right. And I remember that I like the kids being like, you're not our mom. Like, you're just a robot, blah, 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 whatever. And so I was like, and they like, I feel like in my head, I was like, they have to call her mom because of the acronym. Like, they're not actually like mm-hmm. calling yes. her mom. Mm-hmm. But maybe I made that up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's Pat.
Pat.
Pat. But I knew it was something like that. Like, it was a woman's name.
Right.
But my brain was like Karen.
Mm-hmm. Fair. Like,
but it's not Karen.
Not Karen.
Even though in the end, she is
she
a Karen.
She was a Karen. Yeah.
I know a part of me was like, Alexa, nope. That's us. Right. Siri.
That's ours.
That's ours.
What movie did Ron Stoppable find out that he loves Kim Possible? I'm going to give you the list.
Yes.
A, The 13th Year. B, Kim Possible, Secret Files. C, Kim Possible, So the Drama. D, Kim Possible, A Stitch in Time. Do you all remember all of these Kim Possibles?
These names are sound familiar, so, but I don't think I would be able to tell you what happened in each one.
Definitely Kim Possible, So the Drama. That I can hear that announcer voice
yeah.
from the commercials.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. I remember the nachos and how they were illustrated
oh,
in that.
Oh, yes.
I used to love playing that game on
Rufus.
To put the cheese on the nachos.
The games. Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yeah.
You have to get the burritos out.
Yep. Yes.
I really loved all the Sweet Life games on that website.
Oh, my God.
The one
bro.
Where you're running on the different levels from Mr. Mosby.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I spent so much time on that game.
Same.
Yep.
Wow, good times.
And the Hannah Montana one where you had to, like, it was basically just Guitar Hero, but, like, yeah. on your keyboard.
Yep.
Played that one a lot.
So good. Did I also play the Sandwich Stacker? Like, it was my life
love
depended on it.
Lilo and Stitch.
Yep.
Love that one.
Love yeah. that one.
That was a top.
So good.
A Stitch in Time makes me think of something, though, too.
But like, not Kim Possible, right? That sounds like something else.
I think that that is one of the...
I think so, too.
I think that is a Kim Possible movie.
No, I know, but it sounds like something else,
of a,
too.
Something yes. yeah. I just feel like I'm clinging to the drama. Like,
yes.
Because, like, what drama? More than you and Ron finally talking
but
about
then
it.
I'm like, the secret files? I'm like, the secret files of your heart?
And then I'm like, A Stitch in Time, maybe she goes back in time and her and Ron end up together.
Exactly.
So it could be any of them.
And like, A Stitch kind of makes me feel like a moment in time. So
no,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, right. No,
that's
but
that's definitely what
yes,
it is.
Yes, but like, okay, yes.
Okay, are we ready?
Okay, yeah. Ready? 1, 2, 3. C?
Yes.
So the drama?
That's what I'm going with.
I'm going at that too. What do you got? What do you have?
C.
Okay.
Is it correct, Jessica?
I don't know. Please.
The answer is B, Secret Files.
No, and I knew it, and I should have just gone with my heart, but I didn't want to be wrong.
You were right, the Secret Files of her heart.
Wait, so who got that off?
Nobody.
Nobody. Okay.
And I'm mad, because I should have just did what I needed to do.
You talk yourself out of a lot of correct answers.
I know.
You do.
I know.
You need to trust your instincts.
I know. I'm working on it.
Sometimes when you think it's so the drama, it's really
the Secret Files. I know.
Which Disney movie star did not go on to have a music career?
Oh,
that's a good one.
Corbin Bleu is A. B, Bridget Mendler. C, Sterling Knight. D, Laura Murano.
Who is that?
I believe she's newer Disney.
I think she's Austin and Ally.
Yeah, the girl that was at the audition
Burnett?
That I saw.
Oh.
And she sings, but in her little show a little bit.
So
but I don't know if there's a real singing career. I know Bridget Mendler for sure. She's the one that has that song.
I'm boarding up my windows. You know that
oh,
one?
No.
Did you guys
no.
see that during the hurricane warnings for SoCal? People were stitching Hillary Duff's Let the Rain
Fall. Oh, yes.
And Bridget Mendler's Hurricane.
Yes. Oh, okay. So not Bridget Mendler.
No,
obviously
yeah,
not Corbin Bleu.
Yeah. It's the last two. One of the last two. What are the last two again?
Yeah.
C, Sterling Knight. D, Laura Murano.
Who's Sterling Knight?
He's the one that played like the hot guy in Sunny with a Chance, the blonde like flipper hair.
And he was in Starstruck.
He's like blonde. And his smile, he has like a lot like dimples like, on each side.
I hear it. I don't think I've ever seen him sing. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But that girl, I have. And heard it with my own ears. So yes.
Okay.
I hope she still
1, 2, 3.
Sterling Knight.
Sterling Knight.
You girls are correct.
Yay.
Yeah, I was like, what could he be singing?
I think he does sing in Starstruck, but I don't remember him ever having like a career.
Like his own like album or something.
Well, and that's kind of like iconic because remember the Sprouse Twins thing where they were like, we're not going to sing. And he's like, you're going to sing.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
In Eddie's $1 million cook-off, what sport do Eddie and his friends play?
I don't think we need it. Yeah, I think I'm good.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, should we just say it?
Yeah.
Oh, say it?
Oh, well, I guess I can write it too. Okay.
Baseball.
Correct.
Yay. Yay.
You get a point. You get a point. You get a point.
See, except when we all get points, are any of us really getting points?
Right. I know.
What are we at? What does everybody score at?
I'm at 11, but I'm not fully confident that I've been keeping track of my score.
You're correct?
I am correct. Okay.
Oh, good.
I have 11. I don't have 11. I have 8.
Okay. And I have 10. Is that correct?
Paloma, you have 9. Ryan has 8, and Sierra has 11.
JK, okay. Okay. I'll take one back.
Period.
You sure, Jessica?
Uh-huh.
All right. I just slashed it okay.
Yeah, I've been putting in zeros for each round. You don't get any.
All right, Jessica.
Our next question is, what is the name of the celebrity that Xenon wanted to meet in Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century?
Boom, boom, boom. Make your body go zoom, zoom, zoom.
My supernova girl.
Yeah, yeah. Who is he? He's like, no, don't tell me. Hold on.
Multiple choice or no?
I want to guess before.
I think Ryan and I are going to need multiple choice.
Yeah, but like, I feel like she wants to try to figure it out. Yeah, she knows it. Go for it. Yeah.
His name is.
Well, don't say it.
You can write it down.
I know.
I know his song, but not his name.
I don't know his name.
Okay. No, give us the option.
So defeated.
So defeated.
So sad. A, Zetus Lapidus. B, Astrid Carr. C, Protozoa. D, Cosmic Blush.
Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Protozoa.
You're correct. Strong.
Yes. When I heard it, I knew. But I was not about to guess that.
Yeah, there was no way I was going to get that, no.
I was like envisioning Raven looking at her friend like, we have to go see Protozoa tonight. Like, right. What was it?
Was that her like, no, that wasn't her first movie.
Who?
Raven, because she's been acting since she was a tiny person.
Was that her Disney debut though? Disney Channel?
I don't know.
Movie perhaps, for maybe. Sure.
Maybe. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Because she was younger in that movie than she was in That's a Raven.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's what, Raven was not even the first Disney thing she did.
Right. I'm just trying to think.
She was in a couple Disney Channel original movies before she got That's a Raven.
Yes. Yeah.
In Halloween Town, what is Marnie's family name? A, Caldwell. B, Wardwell. C, Primwell. D, Cromwell. There's a theme of Wells. You have your answers?
Yes.
Okay, what are they?
D.
B.
D. Cromwell.
I remembered something about like the Cromwell family curse.
The Cromwell witches.
I have no idea. That was not going to get that one.
I knew Halloween was going to come through.
Right. I know. I was like, at least she's got to get it at least.
I know.
Imagine Halloween Town and I was like, well, go on.
Please answer this.
What is the name of the band in Pixel Perfect? It was that movie with the guy from Phil of the Future.
Ricky Ullman.
Oh, yes. Okay.
This is actually one of my favorite DCOMs ever.
Really?
Okay, can you like, this is photography, right? This is like the photo?
It has to do with like computers. Basically, our protagonist, a average brunette man, decides to, maybe that's why I love it, decides to create or accidentally creates with either his or his father's technology a hologram that makes like his band able to apply to this thing.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and she's like they use AI, or I guess it wasn't AI back then, right?
Right, but
to make the perfect front woman for their band.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, with the Phil of the Future guy, and he loves her or something.
Here it is. It's he falls for her, but like also she's not real.
Try to kiss her and you're like, dog.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
I just loved there's so much music in it that little me would like sing into my hairbrush and run around with. It was so good.
Aww. That's so cute.
Our options are A, Cosmic Blush, B, Saturn's Moon, C, Zeta Bytes, D, the Bobettes. And byte spelled B-Y-T-E-S.
Right. Like,
yeah.
Gigabyte.
Computers.
Computer.
I can't remember the name of the girl, like the AI girl, but I remember them announcing it. And I'm pretty sure I got this right because I remember like her name and the blank. Like that's how they announced the band. And then like the main girl got like really upset about it.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Oh. Paloma answered A, Ryan answered B, and Sierra said C, Zeta Byte. Sierra, you are correct.
Oh. Nice. Whatever her name it was, I remember they were like, and blank in the Zeta Bytes.
Oh.
I think it's Loretta.
Loretta. Loretta and the Zeta Bytes. That's what it was.
Loretta.
I also remember, I actually rewatched this movie during the pandemic when it got put on Disney+.
And the end is bananas because so there's like, right, there's the Phil of the Future guy and then there's like the girl in the band and they're, you know, childhood best friends or whatever, will they, won't they? And then he falls for the AI girl. And then the original girl, the real girl, ends up in a coma. I think she falls on stage or something. And the AI tries to like take over her body because she wants to be real.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then like goes into her consciousness. And then like the AI girl like takes over her body and goes out in the rain and is like, I just wanted to be able to feel the rain.
And then she like dissipates into the ether.
Yes.
And I'm getting chills. And then
the girl is like back to herself as if she wasn't just possessed by an AI.
This is all coming back to me. Mm-hmm. I forgot. That's what I learn about every time we do some Disney Channel shit. I'm always like, yeah, I know. And then somebody says something and unlocks a file that's been locked up for years.
Yeah.
Like that whole thing.
Is unlocking a whole file.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's
you remember
right.
The rain part, huh?
I do remember the rain part. And I specifically remember him like totally falling for her and all that stuff. And then having like being like, I know this is like weird, but like, this is just how I feel. And like weird shit like that.
Yeah.
I remember that. And I remember being like, God, that's the Phil of the Future guy.
Yeah.
And not ever taking the time to know his name.
Yeah. Unhinged.
I love that.
Unhinged.
Which of these movies is about a family of superheroes? A, Ready to Run. B, The Other Me. C, Up, Up, and Away. D, Under Wraps.
Okay, so not Under Wraps.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have our guesses?
I think so. Yeah. One, okay. Two, three. C?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's the premise of that is the only normal member of a superpowered family feels left out and confused after he has the chance to use a talent of his own to save. Basically, he's like, I'm normal. And they're all like, up, up, and away.
Right.
He's really sad about it.
I thought you were going to say Sky High.
No, I wish.
And I was like, great now movie. That's a movie.
Great movie. Let's put that on the list for the next sleepover.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, yes. That's a good one.
War and Peace.
Oh, my gosh. He was so
I loved him.
He was so hot.
Even just the name.
I know.
He was so good. The way, wait, you guys remember, obviously, the way like he like lit the candle with his finger. And,
yes.
Like, I was just like,
oh, my God.
Pass away.
Yeah, bad boy.
And
yeah.
His highlights, like his red highlights.
That was he'd get like, mad and he'd like,
yes. Oop. Not that.
All right.
Not War and Peace.
Next question.
I know.
Question,
geez, please.
Getting hot in
sweating.
Here.
I think that might be the only fictional character we all agree on.
Oh.
That's tea.
I like that.
Very different case, but the Venn diagram hits right there.
War and Peace.
What brings the gang back together at the end of The Cheetah Girls? Would you like your options or would you like to write it in?
I want to confirm that this is Cheetah Girls 1.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm good to write it in.
Yes. Yeah. What was this? What happened or what brings them closer? What did you say?
What brought them all? They break up. What right. brings them back together for the end of the movie?
Okay, perfect. Got it. Sierra's writing a synopsis.
Yeah. I'm writing word for word the entire screenplay. Okay, right. I'm ready.
One, two, three. Toto?
Toto's stuck in a hole singing to get him out.
Yes. Would you write?
Saving Toto.
Great.
Correct.
Yes.
Galleria's dog falls in a hole.
Yes. They don't even write Toto, bro. We're real fans. They just wrote Galleria's dog.
To not name Toto?
The reason why the Cheetah Girls got back together is crazy to me.
Toto!
Right.
Toto!
Yep.
Oh my God, Toto, you're okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they like didn't want to say like anything to Galleria. They were like, so glad Toto's okay. I'm like, bruh, come on now.
Which movie is about five strangers getting together to form a band? A, High School Musical. B, Cheetah Girls. C, Camp Rock. D, Lemonade Mouth.
Ready?
Yeah. One, two, three.
D.
Lemonade Mouth.
You are correct.
Thank goodness.
Because
it's like, that's not the plot of the other ones.
I was like, yeah, I was like, not a band. I was like, Camp Rock, but that's not the point of the movie. Yeah.
So that's what Lemonade Mouth is about.
It is.
Okay.
So that's
right.
What Lemonade Mouth is about.
It's a little bit like Breakfast Club, where they all like get detention for different reasons, and we're like following each of their different stories, and they're all, you know, from different parts of the school, but then they come together and they make a band.
Oh, right.
But then the school doesn't like their band because they're like a little bit like
misfits.
Yeah. And they're like anti-establishment.
Yeah.
Right, especially
the challenging authority.
Especially the Hayley Kiyoko character.
Mm. Well, of course.
Yes.
Lesbian
course.
Jesus.
Yes.
Your next question is, in Get a Clue, what is Lexi's interest? And Lexi's played by Lindsay Lohan.
Right.
Refresher. A, photography. B, journalism. C, painting. D, music.
One, two, three.
B.
journalism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a journalist. Because that's kind of why she wants to track down the story, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. And like why like she's like inherently good at it because that's like what she's trying to do.
Yeah.
That movie messed me up for like years.
Really?
Yeah, because I was so scared. Because I feel like it was one of the first that was like very like, well, if this doesn't happen, so-and-so's going to get killed.
Right.
And you like felt it.
Right, right. You were like, they better save him because he's going to die.
That's high stakes for a Disney movie.
Oh, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Oh, we got a Cadet Kelly question.
Yay.
Why doesn't Kelly's dad show up to her drill team competition in the movie Cadet Kelly? A, stuck in traffic. B, fell off a cliff. C, forgot. D, stuck in an elevator.
Oh my God.
This one was like archived in the back of my mind.
That's so funny.
Those answers are
fell off a cliff.
Yep.
Or stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
You choose. Okay. I think I have my guess.
All right.
One, two, three.
Fell off a cliff.
Oh.
Is he stuck in an elevator?
Paloma is he fell off a cliff.
Yeah.
And she finishes the whole like thing and then she goes to rescue her dad.
What?
Who fell off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Why did I not remember that?
I don't remember that at
so all. Dramatic.
Oh my God.
Is he just like dangling there?
No, he's like unconscious at the
bottom.
Yeah,
like the phone's like buzzing. Like the she's calling and like the phone's like zzz, and he's like off the cliff. She's like, he wouldn't miss this.
Oh,
and so like
was,
she knows
right.
that he's in trouble. And then she saves the day and wins, like literally rescues him.
Period.
I know.
Can we also talk about the gay undertones in that movie?
Oh, well, yes.
I was like,
during the one revolution.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
Just kiss.
Every scene between Christy Carlson Romano and Hilary Duff, I was like,
vibes.
Even dude, when
something's going on here.
When she broke her bracelet or like her necklace or whatever, I was like, oh my God. Fuck.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
You could feel the heat.
I totally could.
And you know what? You can't say that for most of the actual, like...
Yeah, like intentional couples that
yes!
they were, like, mm-hmm. trying to... Yeah, it was just very, like, okay, this is not yeah. the tea. But, like, mm-hmm. whatever was going on, whoever wrote this knew what they were doing.
Yeah. And casted it.
Yeah.
What movie is about a famous singer's encounter with a local girl who is not a fan? A, Cadet Kelly. B, Double Teamed. C, Starstruck. And D, Jump In.
I'm not strong about this. Hope you guys are.
I think I am.
Good. I'm good.
One, two, three.
Oh, yeah.
Starstruck. Yeah.
You are correct.
Yeah, because yes. the guy's like, it's that guy we were talking about with the flippy blonde hair
mm-hmm.
who was in Sunny with a Chance. And he's like this big like music star. And the girl's like, I don't even like your music. I don't even like you. Mm. And you're not even cool. And then they fall in love or whatever, you know.
Right.
And the girl's sister is like a huge fan.
Yeah. And so she's like, this is annoying.
Yeah.
It's giving, you know, whatever.
Gotcha.
I'm not like other girls.
Yeah. And he's like so out of touch. Like so out of touch. It's like ridiculous. He's like, what is this? Like, it's like shit that he like doesn't
phone.
Know what cars are. Like, yeah, he's
right.
like so
like how
I don't know what like waiting in lines is like because
I'm
my
famous.
People just like go in. Yeah.
Right.
It's like
what is this?
It's right. like when Jake Ryan was trying to be a fake
yes.
like a fake real person
right.
and he
gotcha.
Was like
and it was just so yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Got it,
that's
got it.
Such a good example.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Jake Ryan pretending to be a commoner.
Yes.
Okay, you guys have three more questions left, and then we'll tally and see who got the most.
Okay.
Ooh, right.
Which of these DCOMs is about a dance team? A, You Wish. B, The Scream Team. C, Gotta Kick It Up. D, Squad.
We ready?
I guess so. One, two, three.
Si se puede.
Gotta Kick It Up.
The answer is Gotta Kick It Up.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm like so bad at this. And I'm like, Gotta Kick It Up. Kicking. Soccer.
You didn't remember America Ferrera in that? That's one of my favorites.
Well,
yeah.
Well, yes, but not. I remember bits and pieces of the things. Like, I can never remember. Like, I remember America Ferrera, but like her dancing,
right.
that's like not a part of the situation. And then when I think about her, I think about her in Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yes.
So it just is so all over the place in my head. I can't get like one story straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know she's in it, but what is she kicking?
Couldn't tell you.
That's the question.
Couldn't tell you.
And turns out she's kicking up.
It up.
Kicking up.
Because it's a dance movie.
Because it's a dance movie and not a soccer movie.
At the end of The Luck of the Irish, Kyle banishes the evil Seamus to the shores of which great lake? A, Lake Erie. B, Lake Superior. C, Lake Michigan. D, Lake Huron. I'm going to say thematically, pick whichever one you think Disney would have banished him to.
This is so, I have no idea.
I don't even know what Disney would give the kids. They're like, Michigan.
Right.
What? I wouldn't have even been able to say that he banished a guy named Seamus to the shores of somewhere.
I know.
Right. This is like, ridiculous. I remember
this because the villain, the evil Seamus, like the prosthetics they put on him looked so scary. It like burned a hole in my brain.
Oof. Okay.
Well, but where did he go? Let's see.
Michigan.
That's what we're
Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
The answer is A, Lake Erie.
Yes. Oh, that makes sense.
Erie.
I kind of had this deep memory somewhere inside of like him in a really thick Irish accent saying Lake Erie.
Oh.
Like there was a way that he said it. I'm not even going to try because. No, because. Me, you know.
Right. But I was just using context clues.
Look at you.
Well, that's what I've been doing this whole time, but I guess that's not really the method you should be using, but I guess for that answer.
That's what the teachers teach you. Yeah. For the context clues.
Mm-hmm. And the last one.
Oh.
Where does the film High School Musical, the first one, take place?
Do we need multiple choice?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Sorry.
Where does the film High School Musical take place? A, California. B, Florida. C, New York City. D, New Mexico.
Oh my God. This is so annoying. I'm trying to remember my line. Did I say I moved from New Mexico or I had moved to New Mexico? Hi, yeah, my name is Gabriela Montez. We just moved here from... Oh my God, where did she... And that was my line. I literally told Cover people where I came from. Yeah, where she came from. She's aggressive. Like, hi, nice to meet you. I just moved here from Cal. Oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. final answer, I'm ready.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
D.
New Mexico.
The answer is D. New Mexico.
What'd you say?
California. It's Albuquerque, right?
Yeah, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yep.
I feel like the only thing that helped me remember that was the second movie when they're like all in the middle of the desert at the like golf resort thing that Sharpay's dad owns.
Yeah.
You know what could have thrown me off though if it had been one of the multiple choice? I know it was filmed in Utah. Mm. If that had been one of the answers, I think I would have been like.
Well, I knew it was New Mexico, but I was literally going to say like Salt Lake City. Like that was going to be my answer if we just like said it, which would have been wrong.
I think because it was filmed close to Salt Lake City, right? Is where the real high school is.
Right. And I think that's the other thing too. I'm like, Salt Lake City is where the real high school is, but in the movie it takes place in Albuquerque.
And in High School Musical, the musical, the series, it is in Salt Lake City.
Right. That's what I was also hoping you would like think about that because I say that so much in the show.
I was just banking on knowing that Gabriella came from Mexico or California. And I knew that she says that line. And now that I know, she says, I just moved here from California, meaning they're in New Mexico. I knew it was one of those two, but I didn't know where she was from or where they were going to. But tallies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Time for tallies.
I don't have that many. Just a heads up to everyone that was rooting for me to win.
Sierra, you answered 20 questions correctly.
Right.
In the lead, followed by Paloma, 16.
Woo! Crazy because I have 18 written down over here. Wow. Jessica has been dropping off all the ones I've been getting right, I think, because this is crazy.
Not this tea.
I'm serious. Let us know in the comments. Tally it up.
Yeah.
Please.
You watched it. Maybe that's it.
Somehow I ended up at 18 again and I'm at 16, but okay. No, I'm just kidding.
And let us know your scores if you were playing along.
Yes. Yes.
Let us know your scores.
And then Ryan isn't that far behind. Ryan, 14.
All right.
I was counting off too. I have 15, but I believe Jessica because I have faith in her.
I don't because I have it here and I don't know why I would write additional strokes. But you know what? I'm a cheater.
That's why I'm also a big cheater. That's
at game.
Why I know she cheats. That's why I was like, cover your answer because you're just looking, write it down because she's a cheater.
You got almost half.
I hate to say it.
And
yeah,
these were some deep cuts.
They were.
Some of these were like, I was just fully guessing.
Yeah, I was guessing on a lot of these. Mm-hmm. But the ones I knew. You know, I felt strongly about.
Yeah.
The other ones were just luck. Of the Irish.
And now you're all banished to Lake Erie if you don't subscribe.
T.
Exactly.
Actually.
Exactly.
That or Lake Michigan. That was the other option.
Yeah, Michigan.
When I heard that, I was like, that can't be it, right?
No. Somebody who wrote that just has like an issue
against Lake Michigan. Right. They're like, we'll start with here. We'll start making people not like it here.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, that is it for today's episode. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we can't wait to see you next week. All right.
Bye.